Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello, everyone, to another fabulous episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz. And I am so honored. I am so excited. I am so lucky to have Lisa Bladsdell with us today. She is one amazing woman. I'm going to give you a little bit of her background before I introduce her formally. She is a successful six-figure business online coach, and she helps women really work about making decisions around smoothly transitioning from their next big career move. She's going to talk to us a little bit today how she used to work in the network marketing space. And I know a lot of you on this call are in the network marketing space, and how she built a multi-million dollar business. Maybe she can give us some tips and tricks there, and how she coached her teams to build online these incredible successes through social media. She also has an immense background in public relations coaching, coaching various executives on how to be media ready for interviews with the media. How cool is that? I mean, we could probably all learn a little bit about how to be a little bit more savvy on our lives or our reels. And I know she's constantly doing lives and showing up on social media in such a tremendous way. But Lisa took a transition. She made a really big decision when she left her first network marketing company in 2020. So just a year ago, guys, especially during the pandemic and everything else that was going on in the outside world, she decided to leave, despite her tenure there and all of her phenomenal success, to start over at a new company. She is truly passionate about helping women find their authentic voice, strengthen their confidence, and win both in business and their lives. So with that being said, Lisa, I would love to introduce you to the audience here at Grit, Grace, and Glitz today. How are you?
Oh my gosh, you're so great. I'm great. And I'm just so honored to be here with you. I love your energy. I love how you show up and want to serve women. And I'm excited to have this conversation with you, Erica. It's going to be fun.
I am too. And you know, it really shows, Lisa, like a couple of weeks ago, I don't even think, you know, we were on each other's radar, right? And how phenomenal it is to really utilize social media in so many capacities, right? Yeah. Whether it's a new business partner, whether it's finding the best next chicken recipe, whether it's knowing what new gym workouts out there, right? Or just finding two women who can connect with each other.
Yeah.
Now you're on my podcast. Now I'm watching your lives. Now I'm getting inspired by you. And you know, that reciprocation, that energy that we feed off. And it's just those people that you surround yourself with, the people that you bring into that stratosphere. And I always say, don't make it weird, right?
Right.
Don't make it weird on social media. So
that's right.
Let's start with that question a little bit, because you put yourself out there. And obviously for years with your network marketing company, you just put yourself out there. I saw one of your lives today. It was phenomenal. How do you prepare yourself for that? How do you not make it weird? And how do you just show up for your audience? And who are you talking to when you're doing that?
Well, you know, I love to show up and add value, right? So, you know, for someone that might be listening to this, if they're newer to the network marketing space, online space, you know, really just kind of getting their feet wet with social media, because I know it can be intimidating. I know it can feel like, you know, they listen to you, Erica, they follow you. They're like, oh my gosh, she's like got it wired. Well, we all had to start somewhere, right? It's like we all had to go to kindergarten for social media. And I mean, I've taken some courses, I've followed coaches, you know, I've had coaches, but I've really watched the people that I admire. And I really just follow and model, you know, the people that I've locked into. So find people that you resonate with. I mean, I totally resonated with you, Erica. You've got amazing energy. And then I just think about, you know, how can I show up and serve them? Not sell to them, right? Like, how can I show up and add value in a way that's going to allow me to connect with people, that's going to allow me to build an authentic relationship with them, both online and then hopefully offline, because that's always what I want to do. I want to continue to foster and build relationships and add value and maybe do business with them. Maybe not, you know, but I've just been doing this for so long that I am a big believer in just constantly waking up and thinking about how can I add value every single day. So that's, you know, I don't always have a plan. I don't always know what I'm going to say. It's not, you know, I know that we are really encouraged to have a content strategy and, you know, and I do think strategically more now, but I, you know, sometimes you're just hit with things, right? You're just hit with things that you think, okay, if this is how I'm feeling, then other moms are feeling this way. Other business owners are feeling this way. And I just try to address that and just speak from the heart.
I love that, Lisa. And it's so true. So did you hear what Lisa said? Like sometimes, I mean, it does not that she doesn't have strategy and poise, and but she shows up real, right? She doesn't try to show up perfectly, you know, makeup and haired every day, right? Not that you don't always look gorgeous, but at the same time, you show up as you, right? And today you showed up pretty raw. Today you showed up pretty raw and you said, listen, there's days I don't always show up as a leader. And I love that because so many of your messages and your reels are so positive. And I think some people say, well, I could never do what Lisa does, right? Like I have some pretty shitty days and like Lisa, I never see that, right? But you showing that today made me feel even closer to you because I'm like, oh, I felt that way before. I felt that way that I can't show up in the capacity I want to today, right? Or there could be a season in your life. It may be for months and that's okay. And I always say like, sometimes you need that time to propel you forward.
Right.
So we need to in those spots. Yeah. What, talk to us a little bit more. You gave some great strategy today that I think really could add some value to someone that may be listening to this that is looking for that inspiration and maybe they feel stuck. Maybe they're scared to just go live and go afraid and do it and share themselves and worried about it, what other people are going to think.
Well, I will say that if you're afraid of it, just because you're afraid of the activity and worrying about what other people think, I mean, I'm just really going to encourage you to do it anyway, because, you know, and Erica, you know this, you can't really get to the place where we're at without, you know, letting that, you know, letting the whole idea of what other people think go, because they're not thinking about you anyway. They're not... You know, they don't care as much as we think they do. And you have something to say. I mean, you have something to say and you have something to offer people. And, you know, you've got to get to a place where you really do make it about them and not so much about your fears. And I know that sometimes, you know, maybe instead of doing a live on Facebook right away, you go in your story first and you start to share in your Instagram story. Maybe that feels a little bit more comfortable and you take steps. But I, you know, Erica, I love Brené Brown. I'm sure some of the women that follow you know who she is. You know, she's a shame researcher. It's like, it doesn't get any better than that. And for so many years, especially when I was younger in my 30s, I avoided the whole idea of being vulnerable, right? Like nobody, you know, people who are strong women leaders, they don't want to be seen as weak. And I was confusing vulnerability with weakness, but vulnerability is truly the way to connect with other people. And just like you said, you felt like you could relate to me a little bit more today because I was being vulnerable in that some days are hard. And, you know, even as a leader, now I will say that although I show up and I'm vulnerable, I still show up, you know, and if you really do want to build a business, build a brand, serve other people, you know, create an income for your family, you can't go on for days and weeks and months, you know, like feeling like you have, I mean, maybe sometimes you do. And if you really do, I mean, life can really hit people very hard. But what I have learned, and I am in a very, very hard season personally for me right now. And I do have bad days. And some days I can't go on camera. I can't, you know, I can't do it. But on the days that I feel like today was kind of like, I don't really feel like it, but I do it anyway. right? Like I really do make myself. And guess what? Just the activity and the energy that I created by doing that live, it led to some other things, which led to me reaching out to some people, which led to, you know, saying yes to your podcast. Like the energy that you will get back from taking the steps will help you navigate whatever challenging journey you're currently in. Yeah. Because, you know, it just gets totally you out agree. Of your own head. You got to get out of your own head sometimes.
Absolutely. And I know anytime I do a vulnerable post, I did one not too long ago. I was getting on an airplane. I had just been gone that previous weekend at a business engagement, barely saw my kids for like 12 waking hours and got back on a plane to go fly out for my corporate job. And I was like on that plane, I had this like pit in my stomach, like this sour taste. Like I just felt that I was just not, I had so much mom guilt. And I did a post and I was like, oh, I shouldn't share this. I should just show people I'm on a plane and I'm flying here and I'm doing this. And I'm like, no, this is so real and what's going on in my body right now. And yeah. I know there's some other mom that's sitting on a plane right now. I know there's some other mom that had to choose, you know, a meeting versus their kid's game, or some other mom that's out there right now that's like, you know, in a divorce situation that isn't seeing her kids that week. And they deserve to hear this from me. They deserve to hear that vulnerability. And it's crazy. And I'm sure you felt this today, Lisa, maybe even just me saying this to you, but like what you did for me by being vulnerable in yourself. But secondly, the amount of people that want to be there to support and help you during that time. Like I was kind of crazy. The amount of people that reached out to me after that post, I was like, wow, I have a lot of people that care about me.
Yes. Yes. And I saw that post, Erica. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think we, you know, especially as women with careers and businesses, you know, we need each other. And I just, the more I do it and I lean into that vulnerability side and being afraid to do it, and just like you did, like, you know, I don't know if I should do this. Every time I do it, I make a connection, I deepen a relationship, I feel a little braver. And so it's, you know, again, going back to like, what do? Just take that first step. You know, maybe it is a post, maybe, you know, it is something, you know, that's a little, maybe it's an email, maybe it's just something a little step that your listener can take so that they start to lean into that side of them, because that's where the magic is, truly.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I want to remind you that there's a lot of people on this podcast right now who are on social media, but if you're not on social media, that's okay too. Maybe your reach out is like seeing that mom at soccer practice that you just knew might need that text. Like she just seemed out of sorts, right?
Yep.
Or maybe it's the next time, like you show up at work the next day and you bring your coworker that cup of coffee because you know, like that they've been busting their butt, you know what I mean? To like help you finish something. Like it can be little acts of kindness or vulnerability or whatever that is. I always know, like when I do reviews, like in my corporate job, sharing some areas that, you know, I'm really vulnerable. I had a mentoring meeting with our president of our company today. Right. And I went to my VP and asked him, hey, what are some areas that you feel that David could really help me? Right. And my boss pointed out some pretty poignant points. And guess what? Every point he pointed out, I was like, yep. Talked about me, worried about me sometimes burning myself out, worried about that. Sometimes I get a little too excited. Like, you know, that I get like, you know, too energetic about things. And it's like, you know, and nothing that I didn't know, but so good to put the mirror in front of your face and think about what are those areas that you need to work on and you are vulnerable with. And I think, you know, Brené Brown said something. It said, vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up when you can't control the outcome. Right?
That's right.
And that's exactly what you did today. You showed up anyways.
That's
so let's talk about that. I mean, you've transitioned your life so much in the last year. You're this super successful network marketing company. From the outside, people are like, why the heck would she ever decide to jump out and do this? Talk to us a little bit about what that transition looked like and how that transition can relate to anyone that's on this, whether it's network marketing or it's, you know, another pivotal area of someone else's life. And then what that looks like now and what was the catalyst that did that?
So, you know, I mean, I think we'd all agree, change can be hard, right? I mean, I know a lot of, you know, you're a mom. I know a lot of kids are going back to school. They're maybe going back into the classroom for the first time in a while. Any change is going to bring up a lot of fear and anxiety in any of us. And I had been with my prior company for 17 years. That's a very long time. I started when I was, you know, in my early 30s and raised my kids up with this company, brought them to company conventions. We vacationed with a lot of the friends that we had made along the way. I mean, this is a, you know, the industry that we're in, Eric, it's a relationship driven industry. We, you know, really enjoyed our season there. And yet at the same time, you know, COVID really like had us all kind of pause, right? And look in the mirror and, you know, ask ourselves some questions. My kids are grown now. The years fly by. And it was like, you know, I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't challenged and I wasn't making the impact that I wanted to make. And, you know, the details aren't as important as what I felt for myself personally in that I wanted something new. I needed something fresh in my life. And I really needed to be able to impact women in a way that I was not helping them, you know, to make these changes in their lives, that I really do. I really want to help women financially, spiritually, emotionally. I really want to help women win. So, you know, I took a leap of faith and I took a risk. And, you know, risk is risk. I mean, it's hard and it can be very scary. And I went through, you know, all the emotions of saying goodbye and feeling guilty and being, you know, terrified that, you know, this next adventure would not work out the way that the first one did. And in my position, I, you know, basically resigned my position and my team and my income. And I had a very strong five-figure a month income and it was gone overnight. So it was pretty terrifying. But I'll tell you, when you do things that are scary and you don't have to do anything as dramatic as what I did. But when you do something that is scary, it does groom a new confidence in you. And it does help you to become more resilient, more self-confident. You know, you really do really like put on your inner, you know, badass. And, you know, I'm not a young buck anymore. And I needed to do something like that to really just kind of reinvent myself. And that is what this year has been. It's been a year of reinventing myself and just really kind of redefining who I am and how I want to serve. And it's been really, really exhilarating. I mean, there's been some challenging moments for sure in the transition of saying goodbye. Like I said, change is not easy, but it has been totally worth it for me to just really transform who I am and, you know, find the fulfillment that I was really missing, you know, a year and a half ago.
And like you said, that's easier said than done. You know, I'm sure like there were wall kicking moments. And I'm sure there was times when you're like, what did I do? Like, after
totally.
You did it, I mean,
totally.
Anyone who's going through transition, anyone that's going through change, and I don't care if it's change, like your kids are going to the next grade level or it's something as drastic as what Lisa's went through. It's still change. And anytime we create havoc in our emotions and in our mindset, no matter how grounded you are. And that comes with challenges. But anytime we create change, I truly believe it helps propel us to the other side. And when I look back at changes and drastic, especially big leaps that I made in my life, I've always, always come out stronger. I'm not saying better, always stronger. And sometimes it hasn't been exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
But then you look back two changes or three changes from now and you're like, that was why I took that first right. So I could take the next left and then take the, you know what I mean? And then circle around the cul-de-sac, like, and it all kind of comes full circle, but that takes time, right?
Absolutely. And it does.
We have to remind ourselves, you know, hence this whole podcast, you know, giving ourselves that grace.
Yes.
And the year 2020 was a hard enough year as it was, right? Yep. But I think it made a lot of people like yourself really take a close look in the mirror, really have some self-reflection time.
Totally.
All that crazy, busy stuff of running here and going here and being at this party and being this, you know, at this event and going to the movies and going out to dinner. None of that was there. A lot of people had a lot more quiet time to really do some self-reflection. And it's people like you who became even more resilient during that time. And, you know, I commend you for that. I commend you.
Thank you, and
taking that to the next level. So, you know, if there's someone on here, like, talk to us a little bit about like starting your own business and what your business exactly is. Like, if there's someone listening right now, of like, how could you serve them?
So, you know, the first thing I will say is that starting your own business is not easy, as you know. It takes a lot of grit, you know, going back to the title of this podcast, Erica. And it, I really truly believe that you have to do what you're passionate about and to follow your heart and to follow your passion. You know, I do still have a, it's not a traditional network marketing company. It's more in online social retail that I am really enjoying. But I also, through this process that I went through last year, created a course that I'm launching in the fall around helping women find their inner courage to make challenging decisions, whether that's leaving a career, you know, making a move. I think, you know, leaving, I mean, I'm not a therapist. I don't pretend to be one, but I think a lot of women really need to lean into their inner courage, their inner voice, their inner knowing. And I've created a platform to help really just partner with women through this process. I've helped several women go through this process since I did. And I've learned a lot, and I really do love to help women make the transitions that they need to make so that they can be the best, you know, possible version of themselves. I know it sounds very, you know, cliche and like an Instagram post, but truly there's so much more inside of us. And I really want to help bring that out in women and help them with the courageous leaps that, that they're going to need to take. And, you know, it's different for everyone. Everyone's path is different. It's not the same as mine. So that's really what I love to do. I love to I coach women one-on-one. I have a course that's launching in October. They can get on my email list. I write a weekly blog. It's kind of the behind the scenes, you know, very, very vulnerable things that I don't even talk about on social media. Because I just really want to connect with women and help them feel safe and help them feel like they're not alone in whatever the challenges are. So that's what I do. And I just, you know, I really applaud any woman that's willing to take a chance on any business, you know, kind of, you know, really lean into the things that we've been talking about, Erica, and not worry as much about what everyone else is thinking. Because if we can really move past that and just, you know, live authentically as ourselves, we are going to just make a lot of amazing, powerful change. And I see a lot of women, and I'm sure you do as well, hold themselves back from that. And it makes me sad because, you know, we all do have something to say.
Right. And I'm sure we both can even like, you know, people, like you said, may see us on social media and everything that we're doing and this, that, and the other. But I know there's times in my life that I've held myself back, right?
Right.
There could be things I'm holding myself back from right now. And I can think of a couple things that I'm like, if I did this, if I did that, it doesn't necessarily mean I have to work harder. It's just, am I making all the straight strategic moves?
That's
right. And you got to do what's within your level of comfort, right? And there's always outside circumstances.
That's right.
However, reminding ourselves that like, it doesn't mean you have to be going a million miles an hour every single day to make that move. Sometimes you have to do what Lisa did. And that was during 2020 to slow down, to be able to figure out what she really wanted to do. Right.
That's right. I mean,
and what a beautiful
slow down
journey
to speed
it is,
up. Yeah,
right?
It really is. It really is. And, you know, it can be hard to let go and it can be hard to say goodbye to certain things in your life and let go of things. But if we don't give ourselves the opportunity to, you know, really continue to move forward in a path, we'll never really know what's on the other side. So even though it can be a hard transition sometimes, for me anyway, my experience has been that it has just been so much more fulfilling, so much more rewarding. And I like who I am more than I did 2 years ago. So, you know, I think women deserve to have those experiences throughout their life.
Yeah. And I, again, what I heard you say is it's not all about the money or the amount of followers or the amount of this, like, you know, like network marketing served you really well at that space of your life.
Right.
And you, who knows, you know, one day you may get back into it and one day you may support.
Well, you just never know. I mean, because you're, you know, and like I said, I still am in a different version of it right now, but,
right.
And, you know, that has been extremely financially rewarding just because I took a leap. Right. And no, it isn't all about the money, but the money comes when you're really getting up every day with an intention to serve, to add value, when you're, you know, aligned with who you are and your values and being authentic. It really does all happen. And I know that there can be a lot of fear around that at the beginning, but I've just learned to trust the process. And when you're really aligned with what feels good to you, it comes.
Yeah.
It really does.
And it's funny, Lisa, we actually had a team call last night. I'm in a wellness company. I mean, I absolutely love the company. I love what I'm building. I love the team that I have. And part of the call last night was actually on money mindset and not being afraid to also be women and talk about money. And so often we were programmed because we're females. A lot of us on this that are listening to this, don't talk about money. Don't tell people what you make. Don't dream bigger. Shut off the lights.
Right.
Money doesn't grow on trees. And
right.
Stop that money mindset too, is being like, you know what? You can dream as big as you want. And money does a lot of things. Money isn't evil. It opens up to a lot of opportunity, right?
Yes, it does. We are able to give more and serve more and be more. And that's a whole nother topic for
a whole nother topic. But it just made me think of what you were saying that, like, you know, I want you to make sure that, like, I didn't give the wrong connotation before that, like, you know, it's okay. If you're listening
for
this, like, I want to make a lot of money because I want to be able to serve. I want to be able to pay for my parents' retirement. I want to buy that swimming pool. I want to travel.
Totally.
I want to give, you know, 10% back to charity. I want to. It's okay.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that all has to be greedy. It means that you
can
sometimes do
there's
more.
There's more than enough to go around.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and not to have that scarcity mindset. So,
Well,
listen, speaking of money, let's end on a high note here. If today you got a check in the mail, you went out to the mailbox and you had $25,000 to invest in your business, how would you spend it and why?
Well, that's easy. I would invest it in myself, in some kind of coaching, you know, mentorship. I don't know. Maybe I'd go to a Tony Robbins event. I haven't been to one yet. I'm dying to go to one in person. I assume he's going to start those back up in person. I'm, you know, a personal development junkie. I've invested in myself throughout the years. I will continue to do so because I just really believe it's so important to find people that can help you grow, help, you know, hold you accountable. You know, I have two coaches right now. I've had a lot of coaches in the past and it has just served me so well. And I do think that the best investment that we can make in ourselves is to invest in us and continue the growth journey. So that's an easy one for me. I mean,
I love stuff,
but if you invest in your stuff if you invest in yourself, then you'll have plenty of income for the stuff.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Invest in yourself, guys. And I don't care if that's $5, $10, $25,000. If that check isn't in the mail, I apologize, Lisa. But what I get, you know, what you hear Lisa saying is, listen, there's so much free things and opportunities and, you know, experiences online, whether it's listening to that podcast every day that really helps invest in yourself, whether it's going on LinkedIn learning, whether it's, you know, there's so much out there. So people that tell me like, oh, I can't afford that. I can't afford a coach. I can't afford this. You know what? Sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And I'll say that.
Yes.
And even if you feel that way, that you really can't do that, there's so many other ways that you can do it. And you can always find a way to invest in yourself, right? It doesn't
Absolutely.
Have to be a formal, hey, I hired, you know, the cream of the crop, you know, best coach out there. Because let's face it, if you're not in that mindset to get that coaching, I don't care who you hire, you're not going to that next level.
That's right.
You know, it's so true. Lisa, you are just such a breath of fresh air. I love hearing about your journey and how you've pivoted, how you've inspired so many other women. If you guys haven't followed Lisa, she's on Facebook. She's on Instagram. She's in my stories right now. She will be, you know, obviously on this podcast, all in the show notes. You can find out all of her handles.
And she's definitely someone to watch. And if you have someone out there, maybe it's yourself that's like, is really intrigued with the course she's starting. Maybe it's someone else that just needs to hear Lisa's message. Maybe you just want to reach out to her and thank her for giving her time and her energy today. And Lisa, I'm so grateful for you and everything that you just brought to all of the listeners on Grit, Grace, and Glitz, just reminding them to show up and with their best gritty self that they can on those days that they can, but giving themselves the grace, the days that they need to step out, or the hours or the minutes or the seconds that they just can't be that person. And it's okay. We all have that time. And also reminding ourselves to celebrate those small wins, those big wins, those medium wins in between with the glitz. And whatever that looks like for you. And maybe the glitz is, hey, listen, taking that bubble bath. Maybe that glitz is buying those new pair of red boots. Maybe that glitz is, you know, treating your family to, you know, a day out at, you know, the amusement park, whatever that looks like. Give yourself that time and that glory to celebrate in those moments. Cause let's face it, at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying it along the journey, you know, we're just, what do we have to show? Right.
That's
I always say, what do I want that legacy to be?
That's
the other night I took
that's
a time out and, you know, my daughter said she wanted to go dancing. My 5-year-old who just turned 5. And she's like, we had all these dinner plans. I already had reservations. She's like, well, mom, I really want to go dancing. I'm like, oh man, where do you take a 5-year-old dancing?
That's
I literally
so
Googled
cute.
It. And we did like a little, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, like there was a lot of like little breweries that had live music that day.
Oh,
so we did
a
little bar hop. And
that
know,
is so cute.
She wiggled herself at every single place we went. And I'm like, listen, this is what, like, there was just a euphoric moment during that time that I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I could have been home. I could have been folding laundry. I could have been reaching out to one more prospect. I could have been working on my business.
Right.
But those moments like never get taken away. And that was my little bit of glitz that day of being like, you know what? This 5-year-old, she's not always going to ask me to want to dance. Right.
Love
she's
that.
Not always
no,
going to want to twist and twirl and wear her white little puffy dress out. And
that's
she did
right,
that
Erica.
Night. And
aww.
Savoring those moments, celebrating that glitz, being
totally.
You, showing up authentically. Please, guys, reach out to Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, so much for having
Erica,
us tonight.
Thank
I'm
you
so
much.
I'm so excited for
much.
What's to come with our relationship.
You are amazing. Me
and
too. Me
all
too.
All the listeners out today. So, guys, with that being said, I'm going to sign off from Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Have a great, great day. Go and spread your magic to someone else today. Share this podcast. We'd love to have your review. And like I said, every Friday, we're coming to you live with new content, new people, and always wanting just to share all of the grit, grace, and glitz. Have a great day. Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.